The Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Amud Beis that Aseres Mehaman Vaseres Tzarich L'Merminah B'Neshima Achas. You have to say them in one neshima, in one breath. My time. Why? To teach us that Kulu Bahadi Adadi Nafki Nishmasayu. All the Aseres Mehaman died in the same split second, in the same breath, and therefore, for that reason, we say B'Neshima Achas. And the question is, what is the significance of that? Why is that important for us to know that they all died with Asachas? What would be wrong if they died, each one a couple of seconds apart from each other? Sounds like there's something important, something fundamental in the fact that they died with Neshima Achas. What is the beer in that? And I was thinking that maybe it could be mazel like this. The Gemara says in Bechayos and Daf Yud Zayin that there's a concept of Efshe Letzamtzem, which means that a person is not able to do two things exactly at the same time. A human being, it's impossible for a human being to do two things exactly, but Asachas, to be mitzamtzim at the same second, it's something which is impossible. But bidei shemayim, efshel tzamtzim, HaKadosh Baruch himself is able to be mitzamtzim. He is able to do two things at once. And if the Gemara here is being madgish that they died exactly at the same time, I think that the point is, we're trying to say that this misa that happened to Aseres Mehaman was not something that happened bidei adam, but it really happened bidei shemayim. There was a direct involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their misa, and that is what is being stressed by the fact that it was Yatza Nishmasim Be'achas Ke'achas B'Nishim Achas to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was involved in their Misa, even though we technically hung them, but the Yitzias and Neshama happened by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, why is that important? Why is it important to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one who killed Aseres Mehaman as opposed to the Yidden doing it? And I think the Hezbeh could be like this. You find in the Medrash Tanchuma, the Anaparshas Kiseitze, the Medrash asks a Stira, Legabe Mechias Amalek. There's two pesukim that we have in the Torah, Legabe, in the mitzvah Mechias Amalek. One pasuk says, Kasav Echad Aymer Timche Ezecha Amalek, which sounds like the mitzvah is on us, on Klal Yisrael. But Kasav Echad Aymer, another pasuk says, Emche, Kimache Emche Ezecha Amalek, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is saying, I will be the one to destroy Amalek. So, Ketzad Yiskam Meshnek Suvim Elu, how can these two pesukim coexist? Is it the mitzvah on us, or is it Timche, or is it Emche, or is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Medrash answers like this. It says, we're talking about two different times in history. Achal Pasha Yadu Bekisei, until Amalek started up with the Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Timcha. So the mitzvah is on Klal Yisrael to kill Amalek. Kisha Pasha Yadu Bekisei, once he started up with the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Mechai Emcha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said, I will be the one to kill Amalek. And what does it mean to be Pasha Yadu Bekisei? The Medrash goes on to explain that that's referring to the Churban of Yerushalayim, the Churban Habayis. Once Amalek started up with the Beis HaMikdash, then the mitzvah changed from Timcha, from our mitzvah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah of Emcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, I'm Achroi to destroy Amalek. So, which means the way the Mefarshim are Mazel the Medrash and the Chizkuni and the end of Parshas B'Shalach, but basically, up until Churban Bayis Sheni, at that point, Amalek was not Pashas Yada B'Bira, and the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is on us, it's Timcha. But once Churban Bayis Sheni happened, that happened from Edayim, that happened from Raimi, from the Zera of Amalek, at that point, that's considered Pashas Yada B'Bira, and now the mitzvah switches from Timcha to Emcha, and now it's not us who have to be Meicha Amalek, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's responsibility. Not to say that the mitzvah is not mutal on us, there's still a mitzvah Mechias Amalek, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take achrayas that he himself will be Meicha Amalek. That's what comes out from the Medrash. Now, if you look in Rashi on the Megillah, on this pasuk of Aseres Pnei Haman, when they're hung, Rashi says an interesting thing. Rashi says, who were these Aseres Pnei Haman? He brings the Reisi B'Seder Aylam, my son B'Seder Aylam, Asara Shekasvu Sitna al Yehuda B'Yerushalayim. These are the 10 people that wrote the Sitna on Yehuda B'Yerushalayim, like it says in Sefer Ezra, that in the days of Koresh gave the Yidden permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, to rebuild the Bais after the Churban, and they started building it. But then there were people who wrote a Sitna, they wrote a letter saying that they have to stop doing it, and they told Achashverosh to stop, and Achashverosh ended up stopping the Binyan. Who were these 10 people who wrote the Sitna to stop the building of the Beis HaMikdash? Those were these same Aseres Pnei Haman. Those were the Asara who were Kasvu Sitna al Yerushalayim. Now the question is, what is Rashi trying to say with this? Why is it important to know who these Aseres Pnei Haman were? Why do we have to know that they were the ones who stopped the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? It's okay, it adds to the riches of what they did, but why is he bringing it down over here at the time of their Tliya? And I think that maybe Chadat Kush and Maturitz Bechavrita are really one kash over here, and says the other one, and everything is Meyoshev. Because we explained already that the Din of Mechias Amalek changes, that up until Churban Bayis Sheni, it was our mitzvah, it was Timcha. After Churban Bayis Sheni, once the Pasha Yonah Babira, it became Timcha, it became Emcha, it became Zakodesh Baruch Hu Zacharias to kill Amalek. Because that is considered Pasha Yonah Babira, they already started up with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Kisa HaKavod. Now, the way we know it, the Iker Churban HaBayis, when did Amalek actually destroy the Mikdash? That was by the Churban Bayis Sheni. But the question is, let's say you have a situation where Amalek already was involved in a Churban Bayis Sheni, but before the actual Churban. before the Churban took place, the Churban took place, but they were involved in destroying or stopping the Binyan HaMikdash. What would be the gather of their Hariga at that point? On the one hand, we could say, well, it wasn't yet the fully Pashiyon of Babiro, so now it's going to be in the gather of Timcha Zecha HaMalek. It's still the Achayz of Klai, so not of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, you could say that once they're Pashiyon and Babiro, once they start off with the Beis HaMikdash, even though it wasn't the full Churban didn't happen until then, but once they are involved in destroying and stopping the Binyan Bayis Sheni, that already is considered Pashiyon and Babiro, and now they go into the category of Emcha Zecha HaMalek instead of Timcha Zecha HaMalek. And I think that's what Rashi is trying to say over here. Rashi is trying to say that these Aseres Nehaman, these were the people who started up with the Beis HaMikdash even before the actual Churban, when Koresh gave permission to rebuild the Bayis Sheni, and they started building it. These Aseres Nehaman wrote a sitna and they stopped it. They stopped the building of the Beis HaMikdash. In a sense, that was Pashiyad and Bebira. They're starting up with the Beis HaMikdash. Once that happened, they already, those Aseres Nehaman, fell into the category of Emcha Zecha HaMalek instead of Timcha. They already switched over from being in the mitzvah of Chayis of Timcha to the Achrayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Emcha, because that's Pasha Yad Bekisei, Pasha Yad Bebira, and that Kasva Sitna puts them in that category of Emcha Zecha HaMalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I myself will take care of them, I will be the one to kill them, it's no longer your Achrayis. And that could be the Indian over here, the Hadgasha that we stressed, that when they died, Taku is Yatzan Nishmas and Ka'achas, they died in a way which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do, only in a way which, you know, Ben Adam can't be Mitzamsim, that they all die once, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself could do that, and that is coming to be Madgish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who took the Achrayis to kill them, because once they're pushing out of Babira, now they fall into the category of Emcha Zecha HaMalek, and that could be the oimik of why we have to say Benin Shema Achas to be Madgish, to stress that it was Yatzu Nishmasim Ka'achas, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one who did it, because they're pushing out of Babira, and now it goes into Emcha Zecha HaMalek.